This week, R&IB is running a campaign around social distancing. It's called World Upside Down because if you're blind and partially sighted, despite the relaxation of lockdown, there are still more challenges, indeed greater challenges around social distancing when out and about. So we are talking to people all this week about social distancing, and we've got some companies on as well who are taking part in our Piccadilly Lights campaign. If you find yourself in London, get along to Piccadilly and have a look at the big screens there. You'll find something just a little bit different. Now, joining me today, we have with us Alison Last from Kellogg's. Thank you for joining us, Alison.
Hello there. How are you?
Yeah, we're not too bad. Surviving lockdown. Can you tell us, first of all, Alison, why have Kellogg's taken part in this event?
Yeah, I mean, firstly, Kellogg's is really pleased to be part of this event, this really important awareness-raising campaign. We want to become more of an inclusive brand, so we feel that this is an opportunity for us to support the sight loss community and to raise awareness of the extra challenges that people that are visually impaired face every day now that social distancing has become a norm.
Now, we are so pleased that Kellogg's had agreed to take part in this. But there's a bit of a history there with Kellogg's and R&IB because we have worked in participation.
Yes, so we are working in partnership at the moment and we are looking to, at some time in the future, hopefully later this year, be able to launch something on our cereal packs that will help people that are visually impaired better access our cereal. I can't tell you exactly what it is because it hasn't been fully developed at the moment, but we are aware that we need to do something so that it's much easier for the sight loss community to be able to access the information from our products and therefore know which is the right product for them to buy.
Oh, keep an eye out for that one. I'll catch up with you later on. As someone who is sighted and social distancing is obviously easing, is that still a worry for even yourself when you're out and about?
Do you know, it is a worry for me. I am still very cautious when I'm out and about. I stick to the rules. And so I do avoid busy places. And I do find it hard to keep 2 metres away from everybody when I'm out and about. But I also have, my sister is partially sighted and my dad is blind. So I am very much aware of the struggles that they have as well, I guess, which is why this campaign is something that I'm really glad that we're part of and really passionate about.
What do you think the public will take then from the Piccadilly Lights if they go and have a look at that, and the campaign in general, of course?
Yes, I mean, so really exciting that Kellogg's is going to be is one of the adverts on Piccadilly Lights on the iconic billboard with our advert flipped upside down. And I guess I hope it causes a bit of disruption so that people just stop and take notice of it. And it really raises awareness of those challenges because many people just won't be aware. It won't be on their mind day to day. And I guess we hope that it just makes people be kind and to offer help when they see that perhaps somebody is struggling more during the social distancing measures that are still in place.
And there must be, I imagine, many people like yourself, Alison, who have relatives with sight loss. And I suppose it really paints a picture for them to think about how difficult it must be if you can't actually see who's round about you or where people are, to do that safely, because it is about your health after all as well.
Absolutely, yes. And so if you're visually impaired and you have underlying health conditions, which one of my relatives has that, but you know, that can be really quite scary. So yeah, I think it's just about the public being more aware and perhaps helping those people be able to social distance or offer help when it's needed.
Alison, once again, we are really pleased that Kellogg's has joined us in this, and thank you for the ongoing work with R&IB as well. For our listeners, if you'd like to get involved or find out more, do use the hashtag WorldUpsideDown in any of your social media. Even turn some of those pictures upside down as well. Got plenty more coming up for you all week here on R&IB Connect Radio. Do stay with us for that. But for the moment then, to Alison Last, thank you for speaking with us on R&IB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.